Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me, we have the same crew as last time. Nice. We pulled it off. Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hello, everyone.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Hello, everybody.
And Rob, who plays Damon.
Who's out of order.
Yeah, we switched the order on the table, and I just went with left to right in my vision because that keeps it straight for me. Who wants to get... Oh, actually, anything new with anybody, or we want to jump into the recap first?
Say we hit the recap and we get rolling.
All right, let's hit it. Who wants to do the recap?
We entered the Tower of Babel. In there, I left behind a few people to figure out their own way in.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I'm smart.
I made sure they got in before I went in. Not to leave them out.
Thank you, Summon I Crab.
How is my character supposed to know that you guys, the door didn't stay open for everyone? He just saw the door was open.
Yeah.
It's Thanks. Fine. We survived.
It's not like we almost now. Died.
Alright, once we got in there, we found out time is slow in there, and...
Even slower than it is for the rest of this place.
Yep. We go inside, and it's all white. We talk to the information person.
Not white, lit up.
Oh, my assumption was...
It is white stone, you're right.
It was
instead
lit.
Of being the black stone from the outside, it's white inside. It is white stone.
I was thinking it was just a whole whited out area.
No. It's like a market. It's like a market.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like white void with...
No, it's like 50 foot across by 50 foot across, 50 by 50 box, like a market square. With, vendors and things like that, but they're all robotic beings.
You fall.
Yeah.
It was lit.
Shut up.
Yep.
So it's a lit up market with, you guys went to see the information vendor, and that you found out that they deal in either memories, experiences, or shadow shards.
Yeah.
Shadow crystals.
Yep.
Which your friend, Samurai Crab... happens to have found.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He's been here for like a month, right?
Yep. Found 10 small and 2 large ones as I was wandering around.
A lot, considering how many are in existence. You have a large portion. You were probably being hunted. You didn't know that. But you were probably being hunted. Conveniently, you have a team that might be able to handle the hunters now. So
get us more of those crystals.
Advancing through, you guys went to the Sleeping Dragon Inn, which is an extra planner inn that is in every game I've ever run. No matter what genre, they are there. It fits the theme wherever they are. In this case, it was a traditional tavern, like for a fantasy realm. Though there was a television on the wall that you figured out how to turn on.
Somebody pulled out their phone, went through like available Wi-Fi, like. Hey, click.
There's only one.
There's a remote app for the TV.
You guys met Jules, the bartender. He was very friendly. He gave you each your favorite drink in order. Let's see if I can remember these. We had Bright Force had an orange float, which had orange crush and sherbet, rainbow sherbet. Nailed it. Mm-hmm. Then we had. Samurai Crabs was easy. It was unfiltered sake, top shelf stuff. Another easy one was Weasels. It was a 108-ounce, 120, it was a gallon of gas station slushy of
it just
kamikaze.
Keeps growing.
kamikaze. It was like the big one that like a foot tall and half a foot wide. And the one I'm going to remember what it was, but not what it was called. It's a Mystic Sunrise. I had the Sunrise part. It was either Mystic or Magic. The Mystic Sunrise, which was an alcoholic drink that was made with magic. And it does like all kinds of crazy effects before you drink it. Changes colors when you flip the side of the glass.
And two of us tried the...
Granddaddy Cobalt.
Yeah.
And one of us succeeded.
Yep.
And the other one passed out.
I had less Arresto.
It doesn't work on that.
No, that is knocked the fuck out.
Let me just keep.
All right, and where we ended, you guys were headed to go visit a curio shop that Joel said might have something you were looking for.
And Damon got a long rest in.
Everyone got a long rest in.
Everyone got a long rest, but it didn't count towards restoring Sigma.
Correct, because of where you are. Because of what happened to him. So, you guys were rolling towards the curio shop. You come up to a...
an ornate silver door.
An ornate silver door. And you hear odd cursing and more just like random ranting coming from inside.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I'm going to leave this in Mike's hands for a minute.
So as you guys enter, there is a very small man, probably about 4 feet tall, looks vaguely human. Yes, the rather small man is sitting there. He is yelling at the store. Nothing in particular, but it's more of a... For the last time, we've been here for 3 weeks, and nobody has come through the... Wait a minute. Hi! Welcome to King Wu's Curios. Can I get you something?
Can I roll a knowledge check to see if I know anything about him?
I have been here for far too long.
I'll handle the mechanics of that. Yeah, roll those dice for me. This will be history. Or Arcana.
Same number for me, but I rolled a 5.
And it probably isn't going to get it.
Probably not.
Plus 14, if I remember correctly.
12.
Plus 12?
His intelligence is plus 12.
It's plus 12, so 17.
You would know that there's tell of a curio shop that is in random places at random times, but you don't know much about anyone inside it. You didn't roll high enough of it to know that.
Got it.
That would be the historical answer. So if you want to roll Arcana, you can roll that.
I rolled a 14 plus a 12 for a 26.
But yeah,
26.
So
for Arcana,
what you'd know is that there is some sort of either curse or charm that is essentially catapulting this shop across the multiverse for whatever reason, and the owner of the shop probably has no control.
Got it.
Which would explain why he's all why he's bitching.
Yeah. That's about right. So
correct me if I'm wrong.
No, probably lean more towards charm,
curse, or he doesn't know it's a curse or a charm.
Yeah. Well, this is for your knowledge, and you know they if you want to use it again,
they operate the same to me.
Yep.
It's just, is it willing or is it not? In my mind,
depends on the day.
The shopkeeper is not willing. He doesn't have a choice.
So to him, it's a curse.
Exactly.
But continue.
So, yes, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Howdy, sir.
What can I get for you?
Well, we're explorers.
That's usually who finds my shop.
All right. Curio shop. So, what you got?
All kinds of stuff. Interesting stuff. All manner of things. We got... He like takes a look at each of you and stops and looks at Weasel. Is like, wait, I know you. You look so familiar. I want you to get out of my shop. I don't need you blowing this place up like last time. Weasel, I've never been in here before. He's all defensive. He's like, I have not been in here before. And the shopkeeper's just... No, you look just like it. It's like, it was a while ago, but it had to be you. You could have been my grandpa. I don't care. Get out. The shopkeeper grabs something off of the table and throws it at him. Weasel will, you know, it'll bounce off of his chest, but he'll catch it and leave.
It's a leather pouch about the size of a baseball. Maybe more like a softball.
But, you know, Weasel will just step out of the door and
grumble to himself.
Basically, you know, he goes and finds a place to squat, wait.
Oh.
He looks through the rest of you and it's too bright for us. And you are different. I know. He looks up and, like, starts talking to the shop. Yeah, I get it. I see it. Can you bring it to me, or do I have to go and get... I gotta go get the ladder, don't I? Okay. And he wanders off, grabs a ladder, comes back, sets it up, climbs to the top shelf of one of the cabinets, and opens it and pulls out something that doesn't look like it should fit in there.
Can you pronounce the name of it?
The I've always referred to it as a macajitol.
That'd be right.
But yes, it's a very large ancient weapon.
Jesus. Oh, it's that one that Paul wanted me to change to?
No, I am not going with that.
It is about 5 feet long.
Mm-hmm. It's longer than your tall. Looks
like it's made of some kind of old wood.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's got bits of obsidian along the edge of what would be the blade.
Okay. An obsidian saw almost.
And
okay.
Yeah, he gives it to you. I was contracted to find a worthy owner for this weapon.
Oh, what is it called?
I'll send it to you later.
Look, if you Google Aztec.
I was just going to say, it's an Aztec, it's an ancient Aztec sword.
Aztec sword, you'll find it.
Tech sword?
Aztec sword.
Trust me. There it is.
What the ever?
Like.
It's a keyblade. It looks like
God damn it. Rob looks it up and gets Makuhita.
Wakita? I love it. Hey, Wakita is a terrible Pokemon, but Hariyama's not much better.
Oh, God. How? That. It is very scary.
In ancient Aztec, there is a name written along it.
Yes, there is a. There's the name of the Aztec moon goddess, and I am going to butcher this, so I apologize.
I had another idea.
Okay. Okay. In ancient Aztec. So the intelligence, super intelligent one over there can translate.
I have comprehend language running.
Always.
And you're in the Tower of Babel.
Babel. I was just going to say, doesn't the tower give you that?
It says moonrise across the blade. Yeah.
Okay. And is it...
It's a great sword.
The best way I could describe it is like a those like wooden paddles that they use for Fred House paddles with piano keys on it. That's the best way I can describe it.
Instead of piano keys, think saw teeth. Think shark teeth.
Shark teeth?
Made out of obsidian.
Shark? Is this a great sword?
Yes.
Yeah, it's huge.
It looks like it would be like the frat house pedal.
If you have a chain sword, it's very close.
Okay, because that's what it looks. Is it like that one?
Yes.
It's very interesting. I've never seen these before, but I'm going to trust you.
Yeah, it was held by jaguar warriors.
What?
Those are the ancient Aztec warriors that served the high priest.
Okay.
So he gives that to you and then just kind of looks at the rest of you. What is there anything that you might want? Anything else you might want?
Can we bring our friend back in, or are you still like?
No, it's okay. No? Let's leave him out.
Okay, all right, fair.
Let's not make the shop owner upset.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right,
sir. I'm wondering if you could help us. We are looking for Tigress.
I was giving you hints.
Yeah, Tigress. She is supposed to be in the tower somewhere and are wondering in your fabulous storage system if you have some way of helping us find her.
Hmm. Okay.
Key.
Okay. Yeah, I might have something. I might have something to help out. I mean, I'm not allowed to leave the shop. She won't let me. But, you know, those robots, they won't come in here. So I don't know much, but I got a key that might help you.
Keys are always good. Helps.
Oh, always.
Absolutely. So
he picks up the ladder, starts moving it around.
Is there something I can help with?
No. I got it. I know where everything is.
I'm sure you do.
And he'll move the ladder, climb to the top of it, and opens another cabinet, and pulls out a key that's about probably 3 feet long, maybe a foot wide, big skeleton key looking.
Oh, I love Kingdom Hearts.
I haven't been there in ages.
Oh. It's a thing?
Yeah, the Red Queen.
Okay.
I don't think it's public domain yet, but it's close.
Alice?
Yeah.
That's public domain.
Is
1800s?
It? You're good.
I was being as vague as possible. But, yeah. So, you know, this should do you.
And what, for this fabulous key, what do you require in exchange?
Well, I like stuff that I can sell. If you got anything interesting, I'd be happy to make a trade. You don't have to worry about your sword. That was paid for already.
Okay.
People pay me to deliver things.
Well, thank you.
So, I guess the best way to say this is the current currency of the land are these.
Yeah. Memories.
Experiences.
Yeah. Shadow crystals.
Yeah. I'll take them if that's what you got, but I prefer anything that you might hold value to. If you assign it a value, I can make do.
So we could trade gear for gear then, are you saying?
Absolutely.
Or we could trade U.S. dollars, if you know what U.S. dollar is.
I told you, I met that guy before. I know what U.S. dollars are.
He was
paying
in pesos.
I know what money is.
Oh, okay.
Pesos.
These are much shinier. Is he like, you know, no, he's I know what money is, and he pulls out a handful of, you know, Mexican pesos that look like they're probably
40, 50
years old.
Yeah. I know what money is. I got those from that guy.
So we do a
points a weasel.
Do a quick flashback, and it's to downtown Mexico City 50 years ago,
and a young El Combustion is like accidentally wrecking the shop.
Yeah,
and there is a picture up on the wall behind him of El Combustion younger, but it looks like Weasel.
I was just gonna ask, do they look
stockier?
Yeah, okay. So she just thinks that he lost some weight and skinny now.
It's a little faded because it's, you know, mm-hmm. 50 years old.
That's hilarious, though.
He thought it was a pawn shop.
Exactly.
He was looking for a new Lucifer mask because the one ripped.
This was before his insurance company.
Yes.
Yeah. His insurance company. Reconstruction.
No, not insurance. His
restoration.
His restoration company. Reconstruction. Still the best name we came up on this podcast.
Yeah.
I break it, and I also have to pay for it.
I break it, I fix it.
That's probably the motto for the...
I break it, they fix it.
Literally.
No, that's what he says in the commercial. The company thing is, he breaks it, we fix it. Or they break it, we fix it, because it's for other capes, but either way.
Well, I guess I'll reach into a pouch.
I'm gonna help you guys out here.
Okay.
Don't necessarily think about things that would have value here. It could be a moment. Things that like a childhood journal has all those experiences, all those things that are recorded in it.
I'm on the right page.
I just don't think it necessarily has to be financial.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Anything that has value to you.
I'm gonna actually reach in and I'm gonna pull out. It's a small little metal with a little blue ribbon. I'm going to put it on the thing and say that's the first medal I've won in my
kendo
tournaments. Okay. It has great sentimental value and lots of memories attached to it.
Okay.
Was it a junior?
Yes.
So.
You found a training partner.
Do you know about Bright Force? Her being a German long broadsword fighting champion.
Junior German longsword fighting champion 3 years in a row.
We found you a sparring partner who's more willing to fight you than Nine.
Nine was fighting me.
Unwillingly,
so having a willing partner would be very helpful. Like, I don't want to fight. Okay, all right. She's okay. Come on, Nine!
She just kick your ass, and you're like, well, ow!
She sent me into another dimension, ow!
That would certainly work. I I appreciate it. I understand that, you know, it is hard to part with memories.
Yes. You know, but I, the other good thing is you're always making new memories, and some of them can be better than some of the older ones.
Very true. Is there anything you would like, miss? You get a message from Weasel.
I was just going to say,
I want earplugs so I can sleep. Have you ever heard El Combustion snore?
Do you have really good earplugs?
Maybe. Give me a second.
Okay.
He goes and digs through a couple of, you know, couple of drawers and pulls out a pair of earplugs, and they should do.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Rob, I assume you're running Detect Magic.
Yep. I have it equipped now.
I'm going to assume here, Paul, and correct me if I'm wrong, but everything that he's been handing out has been ringing his magic.
Correct.
I was going to say that those...
Including the leather ball that was thrown at...
Absolutely. Actually, it was brighter than you'd think.
What that is?
So, the earplugs, so that everybody is aware.
Are they reusable, though? Just a real...
Yes.
Okay. All right. That was a pretty good
thing. They're a little magic item that Paul and I came up with in a previous campaign called the Earplugs of Selective Listening. They let you black out one person at a time.
Oh, that's good.
Well, my previous character was a paladin. There was a second paladin in the group, so I used him on him. So I don't have to listen to him, you know, apostolize the entire hour.
That's perfect. I love it. Okay. I was going to say, does it, like, block out, like,
and
super loud sounds?
Weasel will, you know, he'll be, like, standing at the door. He's like, I've got money.
He'll be like...
He's, like, holding like, how much would that run, money-wise?
Don't even act like you're buying this item, because I feel like she'll get mad at us. That's what she's thinking. Just, like, don't. I got it. You can pay me back.
Okay.
And then gives the shopkeeper some money. Also, just curious, sir, what is your name?
I'm the shopkeeper.
Do you not have a name?
You said it at the beginning.
Do I need one?
You said it at the beginning. Yeah, no, you did.
No. He doesn't have a shop.
He named the shop. He didn't say his name.
He didn't say, oh, no, you don't have a name?
I've been here too long. I don't need a name.
You don't? Oh, okay.
I am.
That's kind of sad. Okay. I'm not going to give you a name if you don't want one.
To write one down, he is the keeper.
I wrote down shopkeeper in capital.
So. What about you, sir, as he looks to Damon?
I've been through a recent change, and I'm looking for maybe weapons. You got weapons?
He looks over at Bright Force, and you see the giant sword that she's holding?
That was contracted, so...
That was a contracted weapon, yes. But, yes, I have plenty of weapons. I have other things, too, though. Like, just last week, I got, what was it? Lightning in a bottle. Don't break it. I only got one.
I'm interested.
You keep going. I don't know if I can sell that because I don't know if Paul will let me.
I mean, well,
it's like a single charge lightning bolt.
That's sure.
And if you break it, it's a lightning ball.
Sure.
Probably amp up the damage.
I've done that a dozen times, so yeah.
A free spell slot, basically, yeah?
One time.
One a day?
No.
A one-shot deal.
Oh, I thought you were referring to the...
No, it's lightning in a bottle. And you pop the... You crack the cap off, it releases in a line. Or
a one-shot
deal. Or you go poof, and you throw it.
It's a grenade.
And it's a grenade. 8d6 lightning.
Okay. I was thinking maybe lightning was rechargeable over a day.
I mean, if you keep the bottle, you could try and catch another bolt. I don't know if it'll work, but you could try.
I can cast lightning bolt. Can I make an arcana roll to see if I can actually...
I'll give you a hint. There's no fucking way you can pull that off. a cleric of the Tempest, someone who has like who has raw like lightning in their blood could do it. Zeus could reload it.
Probably. I'd intended for this to be like a recharges at dawn one shot.
Oh no, I had it as a. Okay. Now, if you had someone who had, like, the lightning power set at tier 3 or higher, they could recharge it just naturally. Or if you had the chain lightning spell, yeah, a 6th level slot. But I think it wouldn't be a 3rd level slot wouldn't be enough. How about this? A 5th level spell slot will recharge it.
Which we don't have access to yet. But next level.
But you will next level.
You will.
Any 5th level slot? It's a 3rd level slot for the next day.
Yeah, it's like delay.
Store spell? Yeah, it's like a 1st level spell. Or 1 level higher than whatever your spell you're storing.
In this edition, it's even up for this store item.
Oh, right. I mean, we could make it function like Glyph of Warding, but...
Which is 2 slots. Oh, the same.
So, like you put 2/3 in, you can get a 3rd level lightning bolt out of it?
Yeah.
That's fine. Spend two slots to get a lightning bolt of that level the next day. But it does take a day to percolate. You won't be able to do it then.
Right.
That's fine.
This seems more reasonable.
Just don't break it.
If you break the bottle, break the bottle. And it is glass. So, if you get hit with a shatter, you will roll for that. And if it explodes on you, real bad.
Not worth the risk.
I thought held items are immune. Items that are on your person are immune to shatter.
Are they? Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. If you have for some reason have it on a table and shatter goes off your mind, get bent. You're like, no, okay.
I mean, it's still on my person.
Not if it's on a table next to you.
Well, you said it's on your person. You finished that sentence with that.
In any case. So, anything else you'd like? I know that you're looking at that, the bottle.
I've been, heard rumors of a flail.
Let me see. Okay. So he goes over to one side of the, another area of the shop and stops, looks up at the ceiling. I know. Turns around, goes back, gets the ladder. And
goes halfway up this time.
Only halfway up, but, he thought he could reach it and then realized, nope, not going to work. Gets, opens another cabinet. Reaches in, starts actually like climbing into it, pulls a few things out, they fall to the floor, and finally comes back out with a flail. It's smaller than normal, I assume. It's one-handed.
For you, it's a sensor, like a Catholic church sensor at the end of a flail.
Interesting. I think this would be what you're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any incense.
I got
something else. I mean, there was a wizard in here a couple weeks ago had some really good pipe weed.
Oof. All right, so, in exchange...
Yes.
I got this energy pistol. It's pretty potent.
Okay.
Basically, I show him how it works and everything.
As you pull it out and he looks at it for a second, hang on. And he starts talking to the ceiling and, so can we get a range, please? Thank you. And you notice some of the shelves kind of like move on their own and a target appears. It kind of falls out of the ceiling, is now hanging on the wall.
Because it's based on dex, not based on your intelligence.
Got it.
Or you could just say you do it, because it doesn't really matter how you roll unless you want to for fun.
I was just looking at that, and then I'm like, oh, right, I have to customize that.
You can take a 10.
You're not in danger.
You're not in danger, yeah. So. You basically sit there, show off a couple of shots, and...
Yep, and each energy cell takes 10 minutes to recharge, and it has 10 shots.
Okay. So, yeah, I could go for that, sure.
All right, sounds like a deal.
He will take the gun from you, and he starts firing till it runs out. He pulls the energy cell out, and actually, it looks like he's pretty skilled with it. Like, it's not the first time he's handled one.
That is a rating 2.
Okay,
and now I'm down 2 cells.
And would you like to just tell everyone at home what that was?
What you got.
No, if it was the devotees.
Yep. I'm pulling it. Okay. Devotee sensor.
when you said sensor the first time, I'm just thinking, beep, beep.
All right. I have to modify that because I have a negative in strength.
You do. You need to add like 7 to it. Yep.
Okay, so the devil's sensor is, the description is, the round head of a flail is perforated with tiny holes arranged in a symbol and pattern. The flail counts as a holy symbol for you, and when you hit with a attack using this flail, the target takes an extra D8 of radiant damage. Mm-hmm. As a bonus action, you can speak the command word to cause the flail to emit a thin cloud of incense with, out to 10 feet for a minute. At the start of each of your turns, you and any other creature in the incense regains a D4 of hit points.
Is it allied or any?
You and any other creature.
So that means you would heal your enemies if you don't take them down.
Correct.
Good to know.
And it's sort of my turn, not their turn.
Okay.
And this property can't be used again until next dawn.
Cool. Is there anything that Dylan wants? Semi crab?
Not at this time. I think I'm good for now.
Did you have anything in mind for him or not really?
I was thinking a helmet. Traditional samurai helmet.
Yeah, I was about to do this, Mike. Yeah. Give it away.
I mean, I don't know what it'd do. I mean, that'd be something to discuss with Paul. Figure something out, but he has at least 3 samurai helmets, like ancient, traditionally made samurai helmets on mannequins.
There was another thing I was trying to find.
Probably matching armor, too. But
I kind of like my armor.
Oh, yeah, but from what I understand, the exoskeleton armor set can incorporate real armor into it as well.
Mm-hmm. If you got a magic armor you want to use, you just take good out of it, better the stats would be. But you get the effects of, for example, if you find adamantine armor, but it's like a breastplate, you could wear that and still get the benefit of your regular armor instead.
So, yeah.
I also have a character that is a champion fighter with the exosuit power set.
And it absorbed his heavy tactical suit, and he's got like a 24 AC now.
Oh, jeez.
without shield.
Great weapon defense is wonderful.
2 weapon defense. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you're interested in the helmet, talk to it. Otherwise, you guys can leave it.
I would be interested in one of the helmets.
Okay. So, he'll show you that, they also have full armor along with it, and take or leave the armor, but
he basically
is offering you the same price. The helmet's the important part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure these belong, feel free to stop me if I'm wrong, listening. But they're actually from ancient samurai clans, specific clans.
Some of them who maybe fell through a portal into a different realm or something like that and ended up either selling or dying.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not selling, probably dying.
Probably dying, kind of like how I, the trinket that I found earlier.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Actually, you look at it, and one of them matches.
Oh. Oh, I'd definitely be interested in that.
So, the trinket he found was a suba.
A suba, which is attached to
the brass guard for a katana.
And it is a crane. So, that would definitely, the helmet that has the crane insignia would go with the suba I found, and Pete, definitely interesting to.
Okay, I'd be happy to trade with you for it.
I forgot
the weasel has this.
Hmm?
He's got a jar with 3 shadow mice in it. I don't know if that's worth anything.
He would take it for the armor.
The weasel sitting there, just like he actually. Oh, I was saving them for Cece.
I was. Yeah.
Oh, well. If it's needed, it's needed. I'll find more.
So, you're looking for something to trade?
Yes.
I got you covered.
Oh?
I traded my +1 melee gear.
Yeah.
I will drop my AC for 1 until we get back to normal world. I can get new melee gear.
That isn't necessarily +1 because you don't care.
Exactly.
Interesting. Huh? He looks at, I'm assuming, shin guard.
Yeah.
So, he'll look at them and just be like, all right.
I don't know what the Adam did. I was.
He doesn't know what the armor does.
Okay.
Armor.
I do.
Armor. I know exactly what that armor is. This definitely works.
I'd definitely be interested in that, yes.
Okay. Deal is done.
As the water powers, it gives you the ability to breathe underwater, correct?
Yes.
And it was 60 foot swim speed?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I need to know. Okay.
Actually, I believe so. Let me double check that. I know it's an increased swim speed.
I want to say it's 60 feet.
I think it is.
That's why you put it in the new document, the new sheet I created. Which makes it easier to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we put it in there, then we got to create new pages for our stuff, right? Or do we got to copy it and bring it over?
You make a copy of the sheet.
Ah. Uncommon magical items would be found here.
That was a rare, for the devotees, but...
The rare items would be a chance, but uncommons are pretty easy to find here.
With the exception of the Watcher's Blade. No, you can't have one.
Cape of Billowing?
Sure, it's common.
Combined with an animated shield?
No.
You know he probably would have left that here.
Shay?
Yeah.
No. He doesn't need it anymore. Nah, he wears it still. Just because
Is Sigma with us? With Sigma on anything? No, he's
resting at the inn.
Yeah, Sigma's resting. He said, when you guys leave, come get me. Otherwise, I'm just going to not be in danger for a little while.
I know it's in here. I just have to figure out where it is.
You're looking for the water power set?
Well, no, because I actually put the swim speed on the character sheet.
Swim speed is 2 times your movement, breathe underwater, resistance to cold.
No. And there will never be an immovable rod. There just won't be.
I knew he would.
You also have freedom of movement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in water. Yeah.
Free while in water, power mod while not.
Really?
Yeah. No. Yeah. He's a slippery mother.
Slippery like a crab.
Or slippery like a squid or a water elemental.
Is water your primary, or are they both?
Which one did you take as your primary?
I took the water as the primary.
That actually is relevant. Thank you for that information. All right.
What about a plus to my my medium tactical armor?
You wouldn't have the ability to do that here.
Okay. I have to ask.
Art.
Yes.
You took the whole armor, not just the helmet, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I needed to know.
Yes.
When you guys get back to the inn, let me know. And you'll be able to, your exoskeleton will be able to pop you out and absorb it. You put the armor on, then the exoskeleton will actually integrate.
Okay.
Okay, so I believe everyone here is done. Let's flash to Rico outside as they figure out, do their, it was nice to meet you all. So Rico is, he's kind of perching on like a bench downtown and down in the market and kind of looking around, and there's no one talking, so he's really bored. He's like,
I don't even have my extra voice in my head to talk to.
What do you mean? I'm right here. Oh, no, not you. Wrong person.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's over there. Yeah. Correction. Strike that. Reverse
CC's
it.
Not here.
And she's not on the same plane, so you can't talk.
Yeah.
I'll
eventually open the bag that I apparently stole.
No, it was
thrown at me, and I grabbed it and left.
So, inside is a small, it is a it. It's you're gonna laugh. It's a Bang energy drink, but it's instead of being Bang, it's a Super Bang, and it's like someone put a sticker on it that says Super.
All right,
and. You feel it, and you know it's magical. You can feel it. It's thrumming with energy.
It's also very cold, like it was in the refrigerator.
Yeah, and it's like ice cold, and it is it's not like unpleasantly cold.
All right.
Just having it around you, if you feel energized.
Okay.
No. Mechanically, that is a Bloodwell vial +1. You have a 22 intelligence.
I do?
No, he does. It's level on the playing field a little bit.
I know.
It's a +1 to your hit and hit and saves with your sorcerer stuff.
Okay.
And also, whenever you roll hit dice to recover hit points while carrying it, you can spend you can gain 5 sorcery points back once per long rest.
Well, I'm gonna add the item. It does exist in.
It does. That's legit. But it is the. You can rename it. It is the Super Bang Plus One.
Yeah, you don't have. Does he have to drink it?
Yeah. That's and how he gets refills? The sorcery points back. It refills once a day.
Interesting. And Bloodwell Vial Plus Two. Yes.
Plus one.
Okay, you said two at the first
plus,
time.
Plus one. It is definitely a plus one. But yeah. So and there
that's charisma.
No. There is a note. When you finally look at it, you see that there's a sticky note stuck to the bottom.
Okay.
I want you to never come into my shop ever again.
No. And on the bottom, it says, I hope you get more use out of this than I did, Shay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Because Shay was not a sorcerer. It was just a free energy drink to him. once a day, a free energy drink. And it has the side effect of it makes you kind of hyper for like a half hour.
Oh, that's after you drink wonderful.
It. Actually, and for the first half hour after that short rest, you get advantage on initiative. Ooh. I don't know if it'll relevant often, because it's pretty short time frame. But, or no, let's say it's advantage on the next initiative you have.
That day,
yeah.
Okay.
Because you're rocking that buzz.
So we got two people with advantage on initiative.
His is once per day, but yeah. And only after using a short rest. So.
I still have negative one. Remember last time how I rolled a one and a two and I still had one?
All right. So the rest of the crew are going to come out of the shop, you know. Yeah, the shopkeeper, you know, yelling behind them, come back soon or I'll see you soon.
Except for you.
And stay out, as he points at Weasel. I don't want you coming in here ever again, Hector. And then he slams the door and the door disappears.
So you guys are now the proud owners of a very large 3 foot long key. It weighs probably about 40 pounds. It is a...
I am not carrying.
I am not carrying.
My friends are my power, she says, is holding the key.
It's got a very
and then throws the earbuds to or the earplugs to Weasel and then is carrying the key like Sora on the shoulders.
Like you could it would have the stats of a longsword if you were to use it. You shouldn't, but it would have the stats of a longsword if you were to use it. But it would do bludgeoning damage instead of slashing.
I mean, I bet the head
don't,
of the key
don't
would be
sharp. Telling me this information because I will use it.
I don't think it's as indestructible as Sora's.
That's very
no,
true.
No, it dent and break after the first or second strike.
I also don't think it unlocks everything. It just unlocks specific things.
One specific thing.
Yeah. It also unlocks death if you hit somebody hard enough.
So, that's true. Everyone else doesn't see anything new. Bright Force, because you are holding the key, you see that there is a golden cage. Leading out from the center of the market up to the ceiling, like it's like a golden like elevator cage that leads all the way like.
This is outside.
No, it's inside the tower.
So how do I see it? Are we inside?
Yeah, you're inside.
Oh, okay. I thought we were outside.
No, you're inside
time.
The
I'm
Tower
sorry.
Of Babel.
Okay.
So you see like it looks like almost like a golden like a golden pillar inside the tower, running up to the inside. To the center of the ceiling.
Oh, look at that! Points to the golden thing.
No one else sees it.
What are you looking at?
There, it's a golden cage, like a golden elevator, like yeah. Right there. Does no one else see this? Am I going crazy?
Who's got the tech magic running?
Me.
Roll me an arcana at disadvantage.
Does he get advantage to counter it out because he always has advantage on intelligence checks? He
doesn't have that anymore.
Oh. He used to.
So the low number is a 3 plus a 12 or a 15.
You see a very faint glimmer, but it could have been a trick of the light. You're not sure.
Is that general direction?
And right there. And then she points to it.
So is that a yes or a no?
It's there. It's a golden all elevator. Right, oh, right. My God.
Yeah, it's about 10 feet across. Like, it takes up a pretty large portion of the center of this thing.
Yeah.
And when you look down, you do see that there are arcane runes that are glowing on the floor in a roughly circular pattern.
What would I roll to see if she would be smart enough to think for them to touch the key?
Oh, I was going to ask for the key. Because it's the only thing that's different.
Ask for, then I don't need to.
It's the only thing that's different that you know,
as soon as you touch the key, you see it. You don't even have to. You don't have to be the soul holder. Just anyone touching the key can see it.
Okay, I see what you're. I see what you're talking about.
See,
now.
There you go. See, there you go.
Sure. It's all about the key.
It is all about the key. So we go.
Is the key to this whole situation
that way?
Okay.
Did you want to hold my key?
Weasel will touch it.
If you are not holding the key, you can't touch it. You walk right through.
No, the key.
He's going to touch the key.
And if I let go, does it disappear?
Yep.
Well, shit.
Okay. And there is a large lock that looks like it's roughly key-shaped. The key you have shaped.
Interesting.
Interesting.
And it kind of hangs in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's like a golden mesh, and there's like a key that holds, like, there's a circle. Lock. Of, yeah, there's a big lock.
Well, then, do we go? Do we go through the elevator? We all have to hold it, so it's going to be really awkward. Crab.
You know, you get the feeling that you might want to put your arm
around. I'm going to say, can we retire back so I can...
Yes.
Okay, yes. Lunch?
Yeah.
And attune to our new items.
It'd take an hour. Can it take an hour?
Yeah. Time?
I'm going to... The only item that no one knows what it does is the armor, which is a favorite of mine.
except for the blade she got.
Yeah,
That,
is it the same as my greatsword?
Oh no, it's significantly better, but you don't know what it does yet.
Okay,
you will know what it does when you hit something.
Fantastic! I love
roll,
it.
It will change what you roll.
Aha!
Mr. Crab,
Summoner Crab, aka Dylan. No, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I did it right. Okay, mm-hmm. Dylan, you will your exoskeleton to fold back in,
and
you feel it, you know, fold back into the. It's a tattoo, right, on your back.
Yep.
He is human.
Yes.
Yeah, you've seen him out of armor last time he was in here. Maybe not.
No.
No.
First time you've seen him out of armor. Yeah. Describe yourself, Dylan.
5'10", white.
Ish. Are you Japanese?
I am not Japanese.
Weasel's mildly disappointed.
I can't start.
Yes, I am. I actually have a Midwest accent.
I mean, accents are accents.
So does everyone who learns English in another country because they learn Midwestern English because it's the easiest to understand.
Yep. Midwest is the area, the accent is no accent at all. And if, you know, that's why a lot of the Chicago newscasters end up on the national news.
Yep. I think I've made that quote at least once on this podcast.
Fact.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, that factoid.
Goes.
Either way, it stays in.
But yeah, I've been a studier of ancient Japanese history and have been learning the katana since I was very young.
I tried. They took it away.
Cut yourself too many times?
No.
Cut other people too many times?
No. Yeah.
No, you blew off the handguard when you blew off the Suba of the real one because you got frustrated.
That too.
And they were like, "Fuck you! No, you can't touch this anymore." Can you imagine just blowing a Suba off and just the dishonor of a real katana? Like,
yep. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Luna pulls Weasel aside and goes, "Wait a minute! I thought he was like a crab inside a mech suit." I'm so confused. He's a person, gosh darn it.
So
we can have private communications. I am a telepath now.
I forget sometimes, and I'm saying this out loud, aren't I? He can hear me.
Yeah.
Hey, Luna. He's actually a skeleton inside a meat suit.
That's how everyone is.
Exoskeleton.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then a plated exoskeleton.
Skeleton on the outside. Yeah.
So the samurai armor has a rather than like the your exoskeleton has crab theme. It's very red and there's some oranges.
Mm-hmm.
This is very silver and white. And it's lacquered silver and white, plated imagine traditional samurai armor, and it's a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it, and it's gorgeous. It is perfect. You've never seen anything this good in a museum, even the ones that they do restorations on. This is probably the guy who went to a battle, either died or he lived and never got hit.
Or the shopkeeper just fixed it.
No. This is like
magical repair,
or it's magically repaired.
Or the guy got poisoned, gassed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But there's no like nicks, no dings. No, it's perfect, and it has a motif of cranes, a very water bird type thing. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel a really strong urge to just wear it and to like have it. It's going. So do you put it on?
Oh, absolutely.
So you put it on and it goes on like.
It was meant for you.
Yeah. Like it was meant to be. And you wear it and your exoskeleton. I have a question. This is a mechanical. This is a flavor thing. Does your exoskeleton, is it a symbiote, or is it just something that you have?
Something I have.
Okay. So you feel like it's trying to surge up. Like, you didn't call for it, but it's trying to activate. Are you going to let it happen?
I'm
going to
let it happen, yes.
All right. So the exoskeleton surrounds, at first, it tries to, like, go where it normally goes, and it can't. So it actually slips out through the cracks, and you feel as it is cinching down on where the other armor is, and it's painful for a second because it does stab in. No, he's holding up demon armor, and that's not it. But it is gonna do 6 points of damage as it stabs into you, and you feel it draws a bit of blood, and you feel like it did absorb it. Okay, it ignored his temporary hit points.
Direct damage. Yes.
This is. I have a gun to you. I have a needle to you. No, it doesn't matter how lucky you are. This still stabbed you. But you feel it absorbed a bit of your blood, and then you kind of black out for a second, and everyone else sees this.
He blacks out. I cast Death Ward.
Okay.
I'm just saying that I have that.
Not a bad idea. You black out, and everyone else is going to see as this his reddish silver, his reddish yellow orangey armor is now integrating with that silvery white armor, and it comes out, and instead of being a mixture of the two, it has completely merged to become what looks like a silver phoenix.
Ooh.
All right.
And bird head, you know, and it has, it's like a silver phoenix, and there are small crabs that are like almost, there's like a, over the course of the entire armor, you can see that there's two or three crabs that are like, looks like they're defending the silver phoenix.
That's definitely cool.
Dylan wakes up. You feel light on your feet. You feel like you could. You feel amazing. Here's the effects: increase your base land speed by 10 feet, and you can run up walls
like a monk.
Like a monk.
Awesome.
With all the crappy other monk shit.
Wait, he really is just a monk. Yeah. He's got water whip too.
Uh-huh. Like, all the good monk abilities. Looks like he ended up with them, like extra lots of attacks. Like, you know what? And you also, Dylan doesn't know this, but Paul will forget. So I'm going to tell you. You have the effect of Death Ward once a day.
Yeah.
Well, now twice today.
So that was on me. No. I was saying, if you try to cast it on, it doesn't work. And that's how you figured it out before he did. I don't know if you tell him or not. If you did, you cast it on yourself, so you wouldn't know. Yeah. But you have the effect of Death Ward. It works once a day.
Okay.
Yeah, if it burns, it burns. But, mm-hmm. And you also have the you have a glide. You can know that if you were to jump off a wall at a height, you could glide away.
Oh,
at nice. A rate of 10 foot so over, 5 foot down.
You literally made him a monk.
Hello, new Colin.
Without all the crappy monk stuff.
Are you still going with the armor upgrade, or can Luna go off into the training area to test out the sword so she doesn't just flat out die when we go into battle later?
What do you mean?
With her new sword.
You,
if I were to hit,
it feels comfortable. Like, the McQuaddle just, it feels like it was made for your hands.
Like I'm not gonna get, like, calluses on my fingers from holding it too tight.
Like,
it feels nice.
Like, you know, like, it has a really long handle. Like, longer than you're used to.
Yeah.
It's probably, actually, I'm sorry. It's got a handle probably about, of the 5 or 6 foot long, it's about 6 foot long, not five. Probably 3.5 feet of it is handle, which, because you're used to fighting by swinging your hands up,
mm-hmm. It's like, still like that.
It doesn't hurt you.
Right. It's nice not going to zap
you. Because you've zapped your hands. It is considered a pole arm in addition to being... It would qualify for pole arm master if you wanted it.
Okay.
It does have reach.
So is it like the halberd?
Okay.
It's a great sword plus... It's a great sword with reach plus an additional thing. But I'll get there. Are you going to spar while the people are tuning, or are you going to let it happen in the fight like I planned?
No, I want it to spar.
I have to attune to this, so I'm not actually available for an hour.
I'm not... Oh, no, I do have to attune, don't I? Yes. That's what the energy drink...
Do you want to be hit by this new sword?
Not really, but...
Not you!
Oh, right, I have to lure my AC.
Actually, while you're going, you do nick your finger on one of the obsidian teeth.
We're just gonna go with that. That I nick my finger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what happens? Nothing.
Nothing you can tell.
It's sharp.
It is crazy sharp.
Yeah.
Then again, it's obsidian. Obsidian's very, very sharp.
Jules, I need a Band-Aid.
This is.
Why don't you go to your cleric to do it?
He looks.
Wait a minute! You're a paladin.
Lick it.
She licks it and just puts pressure on, and she's just like,
No, you lick it and it just seals. You're a paladin.
Okay.
You lay on hands.
No, I didn't even make you use a point.
Yeah.
You licked it.
Oh, I thought she would just like hold it.
No, you lick your thumb and you watch the saliva just fill in it perfectly.
That's really gross, but okay.
She's Mel from Bleach.
God damn it.
So an hour passes.
That's horrible. I love it.
But that armor definitely is attunement.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we're
not. Oh, yeah, that's I kind of figured.
Paul really wants me to find out what the heck this sword does in battle. Doesn't you?
Hopefully everyone likes their new toys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I bought two of them.
Now it's like, I wish I knew what it did.
I want to know. I keep being like, dude, are you ready? No, you're still doing your thing. Are you ready? Oh. Okay, he's still doing his thing.
To tune. Actually, what she doesn't know is she was also attuning to it.
Yep.
But.
Does it require, like, concentration to do it or no?
No, it drew blood.
And now it's ready?
No, that's how it attuned.
Oh,
you
fun.
You don't know that. But that,
I don't like that.
I swear for a prayer.
Yours does, yes.
I don't
want... Hello, you two. How are you?
Mine doesn't... And I don't like that mine required my blood, Paul.
It is an Aztec jaguar warrior weapon. The fact that it didn't require a whole animal is because I was being benign. No, really. Don't look into the history of Azure Warriors. It's brutality. So you guys.
So for those of you that want to do something fun this weekend.
Yeah. So you guys end up heading back to the center. And you are, you figure out that you can't touch the. I'm sorry. You walk up to the golden cage. Whoever's holding the key can see it. Is anyone touching the key can see it.
I like to think that we're doing this awkward thing where we're all I'm technically holding the most of it, but everyone else is kind of like, you know, how I'll put my hand on the grocery cart and we're riding along. It's like that kind of situation.
Yeah, take inspiration. Because that is the only way this key was going to work. The only way it was going to work.
I just assumed it was going to work that way.
Yeah.
Thanks, Grandma, for thinking of that.
I thought someone was trying to open the doors and then everyone walk in, but it wasn't going
to
work.
Well, no, because you already said something to him about how you can't walk in without it.
If you didn't want to touch it, you just walk through like it doesn't exist. Actually, and if you walk through, the person who sees you, like, you aren't actually walking through it. You're walking around it, but you think you're walking through it. It's a really, really powerful illusion. Mind affecting. So you guys plug the key into the hole. You don't have to turn it or anything. Yeah, you go. You go, and then the last tooth slides in, and you hear a, and then you guys all see a door open, and the key disappears.
No!
And
now we can't see it.
Nope. And there's an elevator, and there is a very dapper looking gnome standing in the middle.
Question.
Yes.
He has death ward. Death ward only lasts 8 hours.
It is permanent.
Yeah.
And it once resets at dawn.
Resets at dawn. Well, after a long rest.
Until dawn.
No, your item refreshes. The blood well explicitly refreshes at dawn. So some things do are still at dawn.
Yep.
Yours will come back at dawn. But it's dawn for Japan.
I would. Well, let's do the math here.
That's actually funny. I like that. It's they are. If you go back an hour and subtract an hour, then flip a.m. p.m.
Yeah.
So it'd be 5 p.m. Roughly 5 p.m. Irony being.
Yep.
So dusk for you, basically.
Pretty much.
Ironically. So,
except for we have no direct correlation with Japan at the moment, because we're in another realm.
Japan is at +9, we're at -5. So, they're 10 hours behind us, yeah.
11 hours. Oh, no, they don't do daylight savings time, that's why.
I was going to say,
yeah. So, no. Yeah, so usually it's what I said, but it's one more hour now, because they're not doing daylight savings time. But yeah, either way. So, you guys, there's a very dapper looking gnome wearing a golden suit, like, and he says, "Ah, welcome to the tower. I'm Bibble." So, he says, "Ah, welcome to the elevator of the tower. Please enter, all who wish to ascend to the next level."
All right, I go.
Yeah.
Before I go, I make sure everyone else gets in first.
We all fair.
That
is a fair point.
As you guys walk in, you notice you're going to go up about 100 feet. So there are actually like jump seats on the wall against that appear along the walls. Please sit on and choose a seat.
Oh, this is ending poorly.
Oh no.
I will choose one as close
and strap in.
Oh no.
One fourth level. I'm going to save it. I got 1/4 level left. Yeah. I was going to death ward somebody else, but...
Sit.
I'm going to sit. Well, I'll sit closest to the door.
Yeah, first time for everything, right?
You obviously sat as a kid, but you didn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, he'll find a...
Yeah, you notice there are conveniently 4 jump seats.
Wow.
Where's the gnome going to sit?
He doesn't.
Okay.
Strap in. That sounds poorly.
Here we go. Yeah, it looks good. It's like an amusement park ride. Like, if you've ever been to an amusement park, thank
you. Like, you remember a giant drop? Mm-hmm. Six Flags? Uh-huh. This is a reverse.
Mm-hmm. So, he says, the ascension will begin in 1 minute. Or unless everyone agrees and I hit this golden button.
Good, good, good.
Good.
Do it!
He gently depresses the golden button and... I need everyone to make a con save.
God.
Not good! Oh, I need to actually get out my dice. That would be important.
For probably. Making con saves, yeah.
Remember, we're at +3 because of presence.
Because of Bright Horse. Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, do I get any pluses for that?
It's already included in your stats.
It is.
Yep.
Yep.
So it's okay. +6 for you, probably?
It is.
9 plus Natalie's +3 plus a 17 for a 29.
Why'd you roll 2 dice?
I didn't. That was
saying. Okay.
That was from my Arcana. You remember the
3 I do, yeah.
I rolled a 12 plus 7 for 19.
Is that including your extra 3?
No. 22.
So I got a 19 plus 5 plus the extra 3, so I'm at 27.
Yay, I'm the new high.
What's that? Your high?
I rolled a 2 plus 6 is 8. I'm going to throw up. I'm going
to
throw up.
So, you go from 0 to about 180 miles an hour in about 2 seconds.
Woohoo!
You are all plastered to your seats. Anyone who got less than a 20, which I don't think is anybody except Bright Force, blacks out.
Ah!
And
this is so much better than the elevator in the FSA building.
It's awful.
Yeah.
The elevator in the FSA, if you haven't gotten to that part in the book, the elevator in the FSA building disables your powers.
Ah.
So anybody who has body reinforcing powers starts, their body starts to like devolve on itself. Like Theo has, his bones are 20 times more dense than a normal person. His body was literally crushing itself.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
When Rob got to ride up there, because he's got a bonus to his intelligence.
He got dumber.
He got dumber. So
that is three.
So you got, and
it's in real life.
I'm an engineer. Pi is three.
Most of the time. So you guys shoot up through, and after about 50 feet, you're actually end up, it looks like you're going through like a rainbow lair.
Bright Force had missed this.
Yeah.
And you see that there are, there was an illusion 50 feet up that was preventing, you see there are weapons, ballista, crossbows, everything pointing downward up there. This is one of the most well-defended buildings you've ever been in, you didn't know. And no one rolled high enough on a wisdom save, and I rolled them for you.
Yeah, you added my plus one.
I added plus four for you. I added plus, I think it was 7 or 8 for Natalie. I rolled, and the DC was 25.
9.
Yeah, you had a shot, and you were within 2. But you didn't know. But there is a serious presence of military. You notice that there's weapons from, like, modern day all the way back to, like, sticks, it like there's like a like literal like a slingshot, like a very large slingshot with a boulder.
So if we were to fly, then it would fly up.
No, probably more like shot. A scorpion.
Okay, a black scorpion.
No, it's like a scorpion. A scorpion was
that was a reference for
Mike. Yeah, I kind of figured that.
So, but yeah, there's everything to like something that looks very futuristic, like you'd see it on a spaceship. So you guys rocket up through that, and then you actually do an exit through a hole in the ceiling. And you decelerate almost as quickly as you accelerated. And you all feel like you're lifting out of your seats, but the straps tighten down. And a whiff of something very pungent comes through the elevator. And Bright Force wakes up.
Ha!
That was so cool. What did you think, Bright Force?
Yeah, it was like totally cool.
Why am I still seeing stars?
Yeah, it's just your road pleasure. It'll leave out here in a moment.
Everyone's like, "Did you get the bends?" No. but your pressure, your Dylan is totally pressure.
Yep.
Desensitized. So, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, high and low pressure.
Yeah,
you have a lot of the things that
I hope we don't have to ride this space, to go down. Space
proof. Like you're this close.
But it was so cool.
If you didn't need to breathe, you'd be weapons? Good.
Yep.
No, I did. I passed out.
All right. So you guys are now sitting in what appears to be the box of an arena.
Okay.
Fantastic.
And seated across the way is the largest man you've ever seen. He's about 11 feet tall, and he's seated in a very opulent golden throne.
How tall was Jules?
Average, maybe a little shorter.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that asshole that pegged me with the snow globe was taller.
Yeah.
Nope. It was not 11 feet tall.
What about the other? Or what about the other asshole? The one we fought before we met him.
Yeah.
When we freed Sigma.
He was not a person. This is a person, obviously intelligent.
Okay,
he's not a giant, but he's the tallest, like, non-giant you've met. How about that? And
so I guess this is me now. It's my job, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. So I'll step forward and wait till we're recognized. I mean, the guy's in a throne, right? So
yes. And he is facing the arena. So you guys are actually walking up like from his left side.
Good luck.
And you hear clashes of battle coming from the arena.
Okay.
But there's like a 5-foot wall, so you'd have to like jump to see over it. I think everyone here would. No one's really tall enough that comfortably seeing over a 5-foot wall.
Yeah,
it's about that thing. Shit, now I got nothing. Okay.
Okay. Well, you got the exosuit. That gets you a couple extra inches, right?
I'll just walk up the wall.
Yeah, you can do that.
Wait, I have my fly speed.
No, there's no shadows here.
You said, well, I'm in the realm.
Not in this place. This is
we're in a different realm.
Correct.
All right, well.
Aura's not active here.
Well, good luck, Weasel. Pats you on the back.
He's got huge, like, rippling muscles. I mean, this guy, he's wearing, like, imagine Conan the Barbarian, but 11 feet tall, and instead of, like, a brown loincloth, it's, like, golden cloth.
Okay.
By the way, you do not currently have the temporary hit points up.
Oh, okay.
Because that
I figured you used a hit die and you wouldn't worry about it, so it wasn't.
Yep.
Well, he was asking for a note.
Yeah. Nope, that's fine.
Because apparently my aura's not on.
Nope, not in here.
I'm listening to the combat. Sounds of combat. I'll wait till there's a pause to introduce ourselves.
You hear a great cheer, and then everything goes pretty much quiet.
Okay. I will take that. Take that as a sign to introduce ourselves. And greetings. I believe we are here to see you if you have time available, sir.
And he turns.
Weasel's doing the best to be polite.
Yeah. He turns and looks down at you. Not like. Actually, I'm sorry. He looks down at you in multiple ways. One, he's much larger than you. Two, yes. He's seated higher than you. Three, you're beneath his notice.
Yeah.
Are you here for the arena?
We are here to rescue a friend of ours, find a friend of ours.
I was told that we would have people arrive at one point.
We're looking for Tigra. Tigress.
Tigress.
Shit.
My champion?
Well, she is a friend of ours, and we were hoping to return her home.
So you'd like to remove my champion?
Shit. The party line is up, by the way. If you have anything you want to say.
Anything you say, unless you say, I'm speaking to him, I will assume that you're speaking to each other. And okay. you can speak at the speed of thought. So you can have a whole conversation and have it be in between. So the AKA...
Soliloquy takes no time.
Mm-hmm. But then you guys have a legitimate way to do it because it's fastest thought.
You like all the champions references, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
We taught them how to play champions.
I've been running a campaign with them.
So
continue.
So Tigress is his champion.
Correct. Yes.
And
if we try to rescue her, that means we'll end up being the champion and stuck here. Unless we find some sort of loophole.
Yeah.
Unless we take the throne.
Unless we find someone who would.
Bring it. I have stats for him. I didn't think he'd fight him, but I do have stats for him.
What's his emotional state?
Confident.
Hold on. Wait, can we see the arena right now?
Mildly amused.
Mildly amused.
Can we see the arena right now?
No.
We still can't?
No.
Can I do a little, like, hoop? A hop? And I can see
under
in?
5 feet.
I can do a little hop and I can see above it.
You can climb. You have yes. Roll athletics.
Jump.
You have jump at will.
So you can.
I do that.
You have a 12-foot vertical with that.
Yeah, I do that. I do that, and I want to. I want to see.
On the wall?
Yeah, I want to see Tigress.
You jump up, and you see in there is a bloodstained battlefield. I'm talking. It is 100 foot by. It's huge, and it's It looks like you're in the Colosseum. But it is like in its heyday. It's all golden. It's all very gold and very ostentatious, and the sand is like a silvery sand, and you see that there is Tigress.
How is she doing?
She looks totally fine. She's roaring to the
interesting
crowd, just like she but you notice that she's not like she had a tendency. You know that roll me a history to see how did you do on your Tigress history roll. Did you roll well?
I don't remember.
I think it gave you... roll with advantage because she's a female cape and you had a thing for female capes.
Remember, team knowledge you have.
17 and an 18 plus 4.
Cool. You know that Tigress was known for her, like, very fierce in battle, but was also, like, she was also someone who you'd find, like, bringing cats out of trees and, like, helping old ladies across the street. She was, like, the every woman. Gone. That's gone. She is.
She's just.
She is animalistic. She's in. You notice she's in her half shifted form, which she didn't use, which is when she was in a real fight. Mm-hmm. So she has cat like features, but she also has a, you know, also is bipedal. And she actually turns into a tiger and she runs around and she's like slashing at the walls.
So like, I don't have to roll for magic to know that she's kind of gone, in a way.
No, she just looks pissed.
Like she doesn't want to be there anymore.
If Rico, if you were to see it, Weasel, you would see that it is sheer anger. There is not another speck of emotion in her.
Well, if I do the mind thing, am I
to what she looks like?
Okay, I send it to the group.
She looks about as angry as you've ever seen someone, to the point where like you've seen people who like were taken away to jail or really pissed off. Doesn't hold a candle to this. It, on a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 13.
Okay.
Can we find out when her next, like, can we ask in a way to see if she gets a break and we can go talk to her? Or is it just there's constant battles?
You don't know.
I'm asking the group if we would know, if we can ask the dude, big man on campus, when...
Before... I answer, we are here to take her away, or remove your champion. Would it be possible for us to speak with her?
Her next fight is in 15 minutes.
If you would allow, we would appreciate the chance to speak with her.
You may have 5 minutes with her starting now.
But she's...
Shit.
Garland?
Is she fighting still?
No.
Okay, she's done.
She's actually been ushered down a hallway.
Oh, okay.
You saw like 10 people with spears like herding her down a hallway, and she ran down and she swiped at one of them. She took one of them out completely. He's bleeding out on the ground. And
we're gonna get our asses beaten.
As a tiger, she just runs down a hallway. He says, "Garland, take them to the champions.
So
do not allow them to touch her."
As we are walking down, so Luna pulls out her wallet and grabs the trading card of Tigress.
The gnome, his name is Garland.
Garland
leads you down, immediately whisks you down a doorway you didn't see, and down a tunnel that is sloping down towards you, where you can tell it would lead to. You get the distinct impression that this place is whatever it needs to be.
Okay.
You are led down a tunnel into a what looks like a very plush dungeon.
All right.
It's like very, it's very golds and silvers and very, nothing like, there's not like wooden crappy anything. It's all very nice. And you see that there is a gilded cage about 20 foot on a side with a pacing tiger, with purple rather than black stripes. You know that is Tigress. And as she sees you approach in your cape, you know, in your suits, she shifts back to her human form and says, "Oh, thank God. Get me out of here so I can kill Gilgamesh."
Is that his name?
And with that, okay. It's time to end. All our socials are going to be in the description, but I'd really appreciate if you guys, if you really enjoyed the show, if you could like and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from, it'd do us a huge service. Also, if you really like us, jump on to find us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/Vanderhayden, which is me. With that, I think we're good, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And everybody stay safe.
Bye-bye.